This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You saw Matt Stafford is staying with the Rams.
Yes. Great now, for him. Great for the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole it kills our hypothetical, which is a bummer. But now you got to wonder who will the Giants go after? I saw that maybe Aaron Rodgers ends up going to the Giants.
I think he needs to get out of New York. Me personally, it's great for us if he goes to the Giants, but I think for his career or with the end of it, he should get out of New York.
I agree. I think New York, first of all, unless he has some sort of miraculous turnaround, you know, but the thing is, New York would potentially draft a quarterback, maybe Cam Ward, and then you'd have Aaron Rodgers there to tutor him and make him better.
Huh. Aaron Rodgers is not tutoring anybody. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a backup. There are certain
even at this age,
he's not. I watch him. What's the? I love him. I love him. I don't even know his name. The ESPN guy. The new. Where's the tank tops? What's his name?
Pat McAfee.
I watch him on McAfee show. Like, you know how you get a read on somebody, they don't have to say it, but they say it. Aaron Rodgers is not tutoring or doing – he's not – if you want to get under his wing, you'll have to break his arm to try to slide under there. He's not taking anyone under his wing.
Let's do cat talk, Solana. We'll get some headlines. I want to play pancakes versus hotcakes today in honor of National Pancake Day. It's one of my favorite show moments of all time. Let's do a little cat talk here first.
Wow.
Oh, huh.
Cat Talk is brought to you. It's still funny. Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. I told you guys in the first segment what my Cat Talk was going to be. Was that the Panthers won last night 4-3, 2 goals in the third period. They hold off the Oilers by a goal, third straight time, including game 7, that the Panthers beat the Oilers by a goal. They continue their homestand. They got the Calgary Flames tomorrow, 3 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena. And then they host the Lightning on Monday, the Blue Jackets next Thursday, then the Sabres a week from tomorrow before they're back out on the road.
All right. Hit the bricks, Leon Draisaitl.
Hey, man. Connor McDavid has different skates on than the rest of those people. That joker can fly.
When you see someone who's so good at their sport and you go, it's just visible how much better they are at the other great people in their sport. You see it in basketball and football, but you can see it with him. Like, you just see it. It's wild.
And I hate that when we walked past the opposing team last night, I was so ashamed of my wheelchair, I didn't even look up to see really how big he was. Because, you know, I always size up the hockey players.
Double the
but
size.
In the
you were sitting down.
I couldn't size up anybody in the wheelchair. I wish I didn't even look over and see the guy. I just wheeled on through.
Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour so we can enjoy National Pancake Day. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Hawk, you talk about greatness and how you can just tell. And then, you know, you bring up the NBA. So the Lakers did play yesterday. And here was the stat lines. Luka Doncic, 21 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. LeBron James, 33 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists yesterday. The Lakers, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, you know, in case anybody is wondering, L.A., who when they played in Miami back in early December, it was just like a catastrophe what was going on over there. They're the fourth seed in the Western Conference. They've won 8 of their last 10, and they're 21-7 at home. But how about this stat that StatMuse posted about an hour ago? They have two boxes of stats. Left is LeBron's last MVP season, which I believe he won in Miami. I think it was 2013. Right is LeBron since turning 40 years old. I'll read you the first stats from his last MVP season. 26.8 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, 7.3 assists per game, and his shooting splits were 56% from the field, 41% from three, 75% at the free throw line. Here are LeBron James' stats since turning 40. 26.4 points per game, 8.2 rebounds per game, 8.3 assists per game, 56% from the field, 44% from three, 76% at the free throw line. He's averaging 0.4 points per game less. He has more rebounds, more assists, and his shooting percentages are better since turning 40.
Remarkable.
He's good.
He defies all logic. It's remarkable.
And he doesn't waste a lot of energy. Now with Luka, they're on every night. You watch how efficient he is just moving around the court. And then people respect him so much. If he's on a guy, they don't even look over there. He just cheats and plays defense everywhere else because if he's on the guy, nobody believes that guy can score. It's wild the respect he gets, and it's deserved.
There was a lot of controversy because yesterday LeBron was asked about Anthony Davis and him perhaps becoming the next face of the NBA. And LeBron.
Not Anthony Davis.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. And LeBron, he basically said, why do you want to be the face of the league when all the people that cover the game and talk about our game on a daily basis bleep on everybody? And that was his response to Anthony Edwards becoming the face of the league. So a lot of people were criticizing those comments today.
Well, there's a couple things at play there. First of all, I don't think Anthony Edwards is going to be the face of the league anyway. I think that's reserved for Wembanyama, hopefully, if he's able to come back.
Luke.
I mean, there's a lot of guys. But I would say this. You know, LeBron takes this track of they're talking bleep about us. Like, what we just did is what everyone else is doing, which is praising him nonstop. But remember, he did that Washed King thing a couple seasons ago where he pretended like people, like no one's saying he's washed. So I don't know exactly where that comes from. What probably happens, and it happens, you know, on our social media and text line as well, is like sometimes you see one negative thing and it usurps 45 positive things. I just can't imagine LeBron feeling like NBA media bleeps all over him. Now, if he pulls up short in a finals, if he pulls up short in a season, does he get criticized? Yeah, but all players get criticized when they're either not playing well or the expectations are one place and the performance is another. But, I mean, for the majority of his career, he has exceeded anyone's expectations. I can't imagine that it's hard to imagine that he believes he gets bleeped on by the NBA media.
When J.J. Barea chokes you out in a finals, you need to be criticized. I remember
in that finals. Yeah. Dallas. And he was. And I mean, he's got to acknowledge that. But I just don't think for the majority of his career, like, he's been the face of the league and he has delivered.
And I say it all the time. We talked about it with the dunk contest, with the different things about LeBron. He's a new age athlete. He's generation, whatever, new age athlete. Jordan used to find reasons to be mad at his opponents. He used to make up stuff in his mind at other grown men that he's playing against. LeBron never been in a fight in his life. LeBron doesn't want to be upset with humans. He's the friendliest all-world player in the history of sports. So he picks on the media because it's just media. He's right. Not picking on John. He's picking on the Herald. He's just picking on media overall, so he doesn't have to face somebody. Or if he does have to face them, he's a foot taller than them. He's not going to get slapped in his mouth. He's so pleasant, but he's trying to funnel that Jordan thing. That's what gets him about me. Like, you're so big and dominant and greatest, but why are you so, loving and caring? And that's why he's a great father and husband, but he's a different-minded athlete than I've ever been around, I've ever followed or covered, that has been the best at his craft, probably one of the top three, you can argue all day, top three basketball players of all time.
Probably.
Well, then you go Jordan, him, you go Jordan, this, and we, with this whole LeBron, I've done this. You go Jordan, Kobe, LeBron.
Kobe.
Then you have some old ass dude. He's going to bring up Wilt Chamberlain and Magic Johnson and Bill Russell. Bill Russell has 12 rings. And I'm just saying he's way, way up there to be as, I hate to use the word soft, but he's a very gentle. He's very mentally gentle.
It's MJ, LBJ. There's no question.
I don't think Kobe.
Kobe's just Kobe.
I don't think Kobe's in that type of conversation. Kobe? I don't think Kobe is
probably three.
No,
you can't talk about Kobe when you talk about MJ LeBron. You can't even bring him up.
No, I don't think so.
You're drunk.
How many rings? Kobe Bryant.
I don't think Kobe Bryant. You want to do? I don't think Kobe Bryant is a top two Laker. I just don't. Like, I think Magic Johnson was a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant. I'm not taking any. This is not an indictment on Kobe Bryant. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a better Laker than Kobe Bryant. Kobe's a legend. Kobe's, you know, one of the faces of the NBA. But I mean, when we're talking about the greatest basketball player ever, I don't think Kobe Bryant is in the conversation of Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. I just don't.
There's a lot of people who agree with him. So,
Bean.
Yeah.
Same Kobe, yeah.
He was just another guy.
But that's not what I'm saying.
That's not what he said.
That's not what I'm saying.
What are you speaking of? Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant, yeah. The Mamba.
With the championships and the success and the MVPs and everything that LeBron and them have. But
yeah, but again, it's not an indictment on Kobe Bryant. Like, so Kobe Bryant was a legend. He's a legend. And he's a top... Okay, without a doubt, a top 15 NBA player of all time, probably top 10. Yeah,
I'm looking at 15. ESPN's list, NBA top NBA players of all time. Kobe is 9.
Yeah.
Ah, man, y'all are crazy. Kobe was a dog. So,
well, no one's denying
who's in
that.
Front of him?
But where?
Who's in front of him on this?
Larry
MJ one.
I don't even know, Hawk, because this
MJ one. That's LeBron yeah. 2. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 3.
Yeah. Can I guess, Hawk?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson, 4.
Bill Russell, 4.
Bill Russell, 4. Magic, 5.
Magic, 5.
Larry, 6. Or Hakeem Olajuwon, 6.
Wilt Chamberlain, 6.
Yeah. He was playing garbage guys, but whatever.
Yeah. Kareem was going up against Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, no, Kareem was like, that's the golden era of basketball. Like, Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem. And Kareem did it for years. Had unbelievable success in Milwaukee, unbelievable success in L.A.
He had the scoring title until LeBron James took it from him.
Larry Bird, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan, 8.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, 9. Shaq, 10.
See, and you know what? I might be young-minded because, like, I can't have Bill and Kareem and all them big old centers over some of these guys that took games.
No,
over.
I know what you're saying. Kobe was that dude. Like, you couldn't wait to watch him every night. You knew that. He had that edge. He had the MJ edge. He was that facsimile of MJ. So we loved watching him. But, like, he's top 10.
Who had the 100-point game? That was Wilt Chamberlain? Wilt.
Yeah, allegedly.
Have you watched that game? Have you watched that highlight, the black and white one, when he's playing the janitors?
Well, there is no highlight of it. That's the amazing thing about the 100-point game. There's only a still photo of him holding a sign that says 100.
When they do it every year, they'll have some old grainy footage of, I don't know, if probably, it might have been the game, but it's him playing.
It's not that particular game.
Okay, and it's him playing on a reel-to-reel, and he's literally playing our boss, Len Wiener.
No, stop it.
I've watched the film. They do it every year when somebody gets close to 100 or somebody has a great game, they play the Wilt game. And yeah, there was a peach basket, and there were janitors out there filling in, some coming off the bench.
Wilt Chamberlain averaged 30 points a game, 22 rebounds a game. He averaged 30 and 22.
Because he was jumping up in the fourth quarter, just bouncing the ball off the backboard and catching it, and nobody could get up past his elbow.
Come on, you're going to diminish averaging 30 and 22.
Ava averages 17 blocks at J Hoops.
Well, let's see her do it in the WNBA. Like, and Wilt had a fantastic restaurant in Boca Raton as well.
Really? What kind?
Oh, my God. Wilt Chamberlain's was the best. On Glades Road, the menu was gigantically tall. So you'd sit there at the table, and it was like to the roof. And they had a full half-court basketball court inside Wilt's, you know, in glass. And so you could go have a delicious meal right down the road from Pete Rose's. That was the heyday of Boca Raton. On Glades Road, you had Pete Rose's Ballpark Cafe, you had Wilt Chamberlain's, and you had Schnellenberger's. All on Glades. That was the heyday.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Like a sports bar? Like what? Like wings?
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
steaks,
sports bar
or...
with like video games. Like it was kid friendly.
Oh, that's cool.
Jimmy has just posted on our notes here, Walt's American Grill and Bar. Name is Wilt.
Who's Wilt?
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
I think there was a Waltz, but this isn't Wilt Chamberlain's restaurant. Waltz, I think, was a different restaurant.
That's why you always miss dinner, huh, Jimmy? You go ahead to the Waltz. Hawks and Wilts.
Yep. Too many screwdrivers.
Jimmy, that stood me up 8 times.
I learned yesterday that Muhammad Ali had a burger chain in South Florida. It was called Champ's Burgers. There were 2 locations.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Remember when Dwayne Wade had a restaurant for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Him and UD.
No. That was in Aventura. Dwayne Wade had his own namesake sports bar. One was in Boca. Mm-hmm. Called Dwayne Wade's. Literally, if it was open 4 weeks, then, I'm not exaggerating. He got in partnership with the wrong people, but literally was open and closed within 4 weeks.
Because I used to go, I went to, what was it called? 800 degrees, 500 degrees, the Aventura. I went there 5 or 6 times trying to support, UD and them boys.
Yeah, there's a great history in South Florida. Like Bernie Kosar had a place for a while. Schnellenberger had a place in Miami and in Boca. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that have.
Marino.
Oh, Dan Marino's Town Tavern.
Yeah. He had a restaurant too, though.
It's bad.
Because in Sunset Place, I vividly remember going to Sunset Place and Marino's would be slammed. People out the door waiting to eat at
Marino's. Wasn't that Town Tavern?
Was it Town Tavern? Maybe.
I think so.
I was too young.
They had one at Cocoa Walk and another one at Sunset Place.
Yeah.
It's the precedent that people give when you talk about opening restaurants as an ex-athlete. They say Dan Marino's restaurant failed. Why is yours going to succeed? I've heard that 10 times.
And it's a fair question. Now, his lasted a decent amount of time, though. Marino's were on a decent amount of time. Shula's still going on today.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
But Miami Lakes one? Miami Lakes one been there for 30 years.
No, they closed that one.
They've got them all over the country, the Shula Burgers.
Miami Lakes is closed?
Yeah, they closed that one. It's now Miami Lakes Sports Bar and Grill.
Are there a lot of Shula Burgers
is
left?
Walt's because
there? Yeah, he's there. I saw him last night.
Because there was a Shula Burger right by me that they opened up in Kendall, and it was a huge hit for like a year, and then they closed. It's been closed for a while. That's where Tacos and Tattoos is.
Because there was one in Delray too, and it opened and closed. Let me see. Shula Burger.
There's one in the airport, I believe.
There is one in the airport.
And Lauderdale Airport. Huh. Yeah, and then Boat Campers is in the airport too, but the one on out west closed.
Oh, Boat Camper, very successful restaurateur as well. Who had the wing places? They all closed though, but they were here for years.
Brews
Room. Bob Rudzinski. Brews Room was around.
Brews Room
was
closed on Palm?
I thought so. Maybe not. Maybe not. Oh. The one in Delray closed.
Okay, because the one on Palm, boy, Brews Room has some good food.
Offer Dolls is wildly successful, at least the one down south by me on off Dixie Highway.
A couple of them closed.
Yeah.
They were successful for a long time.
It's like a bagel shop. The Offer Dolls by me is like a bagel breakfast brunch spot. Yeah. And, bro, there's always people there.
Yeah, they have one in
Shula's American Gate Kitchen Seat. Is in Chandler, Arizona. Shula's Steakhouse in Chicago, Gainesville, Naples, Orlando, and Richmond, Virginia. Shula's 347 Grill, Lake Mary and Tallahassee. Shula Burger, only at airports and stadiums, it says.
Wow.
And Shula's Bar and Grill, Fort Myers, Jacksonville, and Miami.
I thought Shula's Steakhouse was like a South Florida staple, because remember Andrew Zimmerman or whatever the guy's name is that would do the food wars or the food competitions on Food Network?
Yeah, Andrew Zimmerman. Yeah.
Yeah, he did like the 82-ounce porterhouse or whatever.
Are you thinking of that? Adam Richman.
Adam Richman. Yeah. That guy can't be healthy right now.
I'll tell you, one of the best steaks I've had, I don't know if it's most memorable, but it was at Ditka's.
Oh,
and
Ditka's,
the place in Chicago, they got that, bro. I don't know what it was called. They called like a paddle, some kind of white.
Remember, it was
paddle steak.
Or something. Yep.
Man, that's so damn. I done ate 100 steaks since then. I still think about that paddle steak.
All Brews Room are closed, according to the texters.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Palm, Pines and Palm. That was my people. Yeah. It had a little mop water smell. But that was kind of intriguing.
Somebody says you're slandering Wilt and Kobe during Black History Month. Shameful. Last day of Black History
Larry
Month.
Bird.
You are slandering Wilt Chamberlain. How do you feel about yourself?
Larry Bird's on the list.
What do you want? Two lists? You want separate lists?
Koozie. Well, y'all got about Koozie, four of them y'all go to every time.
Yeah, Koozie, Jerry West.
Jerry West. Koozie. Oh. Y'all try to take Dirk. Somebody. I'll think of it.
Dirk, Jokic, Mac McClung.
No, but I'm with you, Crowder. They got to update the NBA logo. I'm 100% with you, man.
With Serena?
Larry Bird?
Serena.
That would be a good April Fool's joke by Adam Silver. Like, hey, guys, like big rollout for a new NBA logo, and it's Mac McClung.
That would be funny as hell.
Jerry West.
Ticket Wizard says he believes a paddle steak is flap meat.
All right.
I don't want no damn flat meat. I don't know what Solana's cooking.
All right.
I was at Evening Delight the other day, Solana. I don't know if you saw the pictures. I was over there talking to Brian and them. They were lighting your ass up. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's fair.
Should we even bring him?
Getting exposed.
Should we even bring him back for the next one? Because he doesn't know how to light charcoal. I was like, give him a gas grill. I don't know.
I'm definitely being misrepresented there. But listen, I did my part. I sold the hell out of that fight card. So, I mean,
I did my part. You did.
Yeah.
They said they'll let you stand back there by the fireplaces or something next time.
Just keep the knife out of his hand.
You're the marshmallow guy next time.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. I don't know if I gave a single headline, but whatever.
Doesn't matter because we got to get the pancakes.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's like 80 degrees, probably dropped into the 70s by now. Tonight, the lows will be in the 60s. That is your weather.
All right, we have a treat for you in the next segment, courtesy of our Solana shakes his head. No, we have a treat for you in the next segment. Solana, flapjacks, hotcakes, pancakes. Today is National Pancake Day, so we will bring you one of our best segments, I believe, of all time in the next segment. You will laugh, guaranteed.
Wild things happen in life. Things are going to pop up. Crazy stuff happens, and some will be accidents. You have to have your go-to accident attorneys when they come up. You don't know when they're coming. They're called accidents. You need to holler at Victor Demesman and Jeremy Dover of the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. They are my accident attorneys, and they should be yours, too, because they're there for it all. The car accidents. You see people on the side of the road all the time. That could be you. The slip and falls. Medical malpractice. If you're hit by a truck. People whose loved ones died because something someone else did. If any of this comes up now, something's happened to me, it changes your life. Now you have to deal with that with on top of everything else you're going through. Let the Demesman and Dover take the stress off of you, take the stress off your family. They will deal with all insurance companies, go over policies with you line by line to know exactly what to expect and what they are fighting for, and they don't get paid a dime until settlement time. Call the Demesman and Dover right now. The consultation is absolutely free. Call them and see what they can do for you. If something happens today, tomorrow, give them a call. If something happened in the past, call them. Let them look at the paperwork. Let them see what they can do for you. It's a free consultation. 866-954-MORE. That's the number. It's 866-954-6673. There are no fees or costs to you unless you get paid. They're available 24/7. You'll actually get your attorney's cell phone number for around-the-clock access with any questions that pop up during these tough times. Car accident, slip or fall. Call your accident attorneys at the Demesman and Dover Law Firm for that free consultation. The number again, 866-954-MORE, and online at youraccidentattorneys.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let us, without further ado, celebrate National Pancake Day in a way that makes us giggle and smile. This was... I believe we were talking about McDonald's pancakes. It may have been the birthday of McDonald's serving breakfast or something along those lines. But this is a famous Solana show moment. Pancakes, hotcakes, copyrights, and everything in between. Happy National Pancake Day, everyone.
This is one of the most banger bangers of all time. On this day in 1977... McDonald's introduced breakfast.
87?
77.
Wow.
Man, when they came out with those, because 77, I was 8 years old, and my dad said to me, we can go to McDonald's and get hotcakes. I don't know what a hotcake was. It was pancakes. I'd only heard pancakes. Yeah. I wonder why McDonald's called them hotcakes. It's an interesting question.
Something different.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Copywriting a pancake. You know, it's like saying you're copywriting
bread.
Burger.
Like, bro, you can't. You can't be serious with that.
You know what? No, you know what? He's a millennial, and millennials try to copyright simple.
No, but you would copyright McGriddle. Like, you, another restaurant couldn't have a McGriddle, but a flipping pancake? A pancake. It was copyrighted, the term pancake, and so they couldn't sell pancakes. Pancakes? Pancakes? McDonald's couldn't sell pancakes because someone owned the copyright to pancakes.
LeBron tried to copyright Taco Tuesday.
And they told him to set your ass down.
But that's how they think. That's how they think. Got to know what you're dealing with, man.
Here was the first ads for McDonald's breakfast.
No chicken on there, by the way.
Well, eggs are on there, liquid chicken.
Well, it's really not, you know.
Exactly what it is.
Chicken is not a traditional
egg is a chicken?
Breakfast meat. It's
egg comes on the top of the list of breakfast, and that's a liquid chicken. We talked about this.
I know, and we never really had resolution.
An egg is liquid chicken.
It's not dairy. No.
It's not bread. It's chicken. It's beef.
It's found in the dairy aisle. Eggs are found in the dairy section at Publix.
No, it's
absolutely.
The refrigeration section.
No.
We went through this too.
No, it's not the refrigeration section.
There's the freezer section
it
and refrigeration
dairy
section.
Dairy in big giant letters.
And dairy means made with milk. And eggs are made from chicken's insides.
But you drink milk with eggs.
And you can drink eggs because they're liquid chicken.
Let's get headlines here from Flapjack.
They still looked at the They called them flapjacks because somebody...
Because someone had hotcakes. they own pancake, and McDonald's got smart, came out with hotcakes, so someone had to call them flapjacks.
Is that why you put Mick on the front of everything?
Let's get headlines here with this idiot.
One quick Google search, and you'll find that they did... certainly not do it because it was copyrighted.
They did certainly not do it? What?
I had your back all day, bro. I'm going the other way with this one.
Why did McDonald's call pancakes hotcakes? That does autofill. So we're not the only one. According to reference.com, the answer is simple. There is no difference between hotcakes and pancakes. Both words describe the popular round flat cakes cooked on a griddle or inside a skillet. In addition to hotcakes, pancakes go by other names such as flapjacks or griddle cakes.
Yeah.
There you go. They forgot to put about the copyright, too. Carrot Top owns the copyright, inexplicably. All right, go ahead, dummy.
What you got, dummy?
The University of Miami and Alonzo Highsmith will not team up together. Barry Jackson reported earlier that UM will not be coming to terms with the former Miami Hurricane.
All right.
Somebody text, your Solana is broken. Today, yeah, you were a little off, man.
Just off, man, by a mile. What else, Salandria?
Is it really that crazy?
To say that pancakes are copyrighted?
The term pancake could have been copyrighted by a company in the 60s or the 70s, and their copyright
But you
ran
know
out.
It's the general term. Like, is cookie copyrighted?
I don't know.
I know. No. 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 Really? You don't know? Bread. Bread. Cookies. Eggs? Wouldn't it be great to have the copyright on eggs so no one could call them eggs? They'd have to call them, like, this dummy liquid chicken.
They are liquid chicken. I don't know what else they could be.
All right. Yeah, anything else, dummy? So somebody texts in, Tabasco is copyrighted. Right. It's a brand name.
Yeah.
It's hot sauce. You can't copyright hot sauce. You can copyright Tabasco. You can't own the word waffle. You can't own the word bread.
Okay, but
Eggo,
you know how
Eggo.
Ego, right. Ego.
No, no joke, though. You know how Kleenex, it's just tissue
paper.
That's
a tissue.
Right, right. But we call it Kleenex.
Like, that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Because maybe a company had come up with pancakes, and it's the reason they were called hotcakes, but the reason why we call them pancakes is because there was a company that had a monopoly on pancakes back in the
60s. He keeps saying back in the 60s.
You're saying...
You don't think pancakes were invented until the 60s? So,
but you're saying also that there was a company saying, make sure you get pancake... pancake bread hotcake.
Get the pancake bread hotcake.
Hey, Mom, are you getting pancakes? Are you getting hotcakes when you go out? Yeah. Get pancake.
I don't like the flatties. Oh, boy. You bounce back tomorrow, big homie. You'll bounce back tomorrow. I promise you will.
Yeah, I'm fixing it.
I promise you will.
We generalize Kleenex. Thank you.
I promise. You'll be way better. Get your good night rest.
I need my pancake brand flapjacks.
Goodness, Alana.
There you go. That's a perfect celebration for National Pancake Day. I am unreasonably upset at your theory that it may be copyrighted. Like, I am unreasonably upset there. Mm-hmm. So I'm wrong there. But pancake brand hotcakes is funny as hell.
I think I got you with the Kleenex argument, though. I really do think I got you. Yeah, I think I did.
No, it bolstered my argument.
Nah, I don't think it did.
Kleenex is tissue.
Yeah.
Right.
But if I need a tissue, I wouldn't say, hey, pass me those tissues. I'd say, hey, throw me that box of Kleenex.
That's great marketing by them.
Yeah.
That's a great job branding an item.
And pancake did a phenomenal job.
A lot of people would say TiVo when they're talking about a DVR. It doesn't mean that it's not a DVR.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that pancakes aren't hotcakes. I'm just saying there's something interesting
Pancakes are hotcakes.
Right. And I'm just saying there's something interesting, and there always was something interesting, McDonald's choosing to call them hotcakes, not pancakes. I was just coming up with solutions, Hawk.
No. No, you were coming up with idiocy. Anyway, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Tell us about Hollywood Kia, dummy. That was uncalled for. I'm sorry.
They are my friends at
Why
Hollywood
Kia. Why do you think they
Kia?
Call it a Kia and not a car?
Okay. You know who would never call me a dummy? My friends at Hollywood Kia. Unless they heard that segment.
Or perhaps after you left the dealership.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Britney Spears and her husband have separated.
You seen those videos lately?
Can't stop watching them.
Hawk and Crowder.